You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 4-1. Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win 12-1 here with William Hill. Lee, amazing stat here. Chelsea conceded 14 goals this season in 7 Premier League games. Under Mourinho, that's just one shy of the total goals they conceded in Mourinho's first season back in 2004-2005, where they conceded just 15 in 38 games. They're leaky at the back at the moment, Chelsea. John Terry has been left out on numerous occasions already this season. Branislav Ivanovic has been getting exposed with regularity as well, but he seems undroppable. I think he's got something on Mourinho, Ivanovic, because he has been... he has been terrorised by numerous attackers and still gets a game.
Yeah, I mean, luckily for Chelsea, I don't think he'll be tested that much here, because I think Southampton will go and look for a point. Last year they got a point, 1-1 it was at the Bridge. As we know, you know, they were the two best defences in the division last year. Southampton have started the season a little more leaky than they were, but they're starting to kind of arrest that defensive slump. In fact, when you look at their defensive record away from home, they're the third best defence in terms of how many shots they allow on goal. So it's not just a defence, obviously it's the midfield working hard to not allow the shots on goal. Just 10 shots per game allowed on their goal, and only Manchester United and Leicester away from home do better than that. I don't think Chelsea are particularly flying in an offensive capacity either, to be honest with you. So I can see a pretty low scorer here. Obviously no Costa, so it'd be, you know, you presume it'd be Remy up front on his own. You know, Southampton have scored 5 goals in the last 10 away games, and in fact, you know, this season they scored those 2 at Newcastle, and haven't scored at Watford or West Brom. I'm not sure why I'd be thinking they'd go and score at Chelsea, who have just kept a clean sheet against Arsenal. Now, I know defensively they haven't been brilliant, but I think they will be looking at getting a clean sheet here and doing the job. I'm going for I'm tempted to go for another 2-0. I think we might look back in a couple of months and go, God, look at all those 2-0s that suddenly racked up. So I'm going to try and get on the bus a little bit earlier than that and say Chelsea to win an under 2.5 goals, which landed an awful lot last season. We kind of came onto it a little bit late. It's 3-1, the Chelsea win an under 2.5. Wouldn't put anyone off a 2-0 correct score here as well. A dogged defensive display. Southampton not doing too much to try and open them, but Chelsea getting there in the end.
I wonder, Derek, Lee going with Chelsea to win maybe 2-0, 8-1. Under Chelsea to win an under 2.5 is 3-1. I just wonder whether they've got those capabilities defensively anymore.
Well, first thing I would say is how on earth are Southampton only 7-2? You know, this is the Southampton team that last season I couldn't wait for them to play at Liverpool because I was going to back them. I thought they'll beat Liverpool. And then they were 5-1. I thought, I'm not touching them at that price. Now, in my eyes, Southampton were a better team last season than they are now. And yet they're only 7-2 to win at the Champions, who, okay, admittedly are faltering. But I think that's a criminally bad price. It really is. And I honestly, it took my breath away when I saw Chelsea's price here. It was 4-5, 8-11. At the start of the season, they'd have been 1-3 for this. I know that they're struggling. I know they're not playing very well. But come on, it was a few weeks ago, they battered Arsenal 2-0 in home, their last home league game, by the way. It's just massively priced. The Chelsea are going to improve. Southampton are not going to get any better. Southampton, we know what Southampton are. They're exactly what they are now. Chelsea will win this. They'll probably win it, as Lee says, by under 2.5 goals as well. That 3-1 does look a big price that Lee mentioned.
Just in answer to your question, DK, my point is, I don't think Chelsea's defence will be tested that strongly by Southampton.
Right, okay.
I think they'll go for the draw. So I think it'll be a nice game for Chelsea in a sense.
You see, Mourinho's considering a swap deal, isn't he? Diego Costa for Eva Carneiro. They haven't been the same since she left. What did she do to the place?
A hard woman's good to find, though, mate.
I quite like Sadio Mane to get a goal here.
You love him,
3-1. I do.
Last week was the first time you didn't mention him, I think.
Yeah, and he scored. Yeah. I think he'll get a lot of. I think he'll be pulling on to Ivanovic at every opportunity if Ivanovic plays.
Am I allowed to put Lewandowski up for a goal in this podcast? In any game that he plays,
he's been on fire, hasn't he? Absolute fire.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.